Again. It's coming up for 15 minutes past 12 noon here on the Midday Report. Now, an ANC ward councillor in the Winnie Madikizela Mandela municipality in the Eastern Cape currently faces two murder charges. Lucky Mbuzi faces charges of trying to assassinate political rivals. There have been news reports coming out this week from the Eastern Cape describing the killings as politically motivated and a reason to get rid of political rivals. Sadly, in South Africa, intra-party political killings are not unusual. When we usually go up to the run-up to local government elections, candidate lists are hotly contested in parts of the Eastern Cape, KZN, and yes, even here in the city of Cape Town, we have seen this type of violence before. Kevin Allen is the Managing Director of Local Government Analysis Group, Municipal IQ. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us. It's a perennial feature in our local government political landscape, the targeting of rivals within party ranks. I don't have any concrete data. I don't know if you have been monitoring this, but every 5 year cycle in the run up to local government elections, we start seeing these news reports filtering through.
Hi, Lester. Yeah, great to be with you and your listeners. It is an issue. And I think the first thing we need to understand is that, you know, just in Cape Town, the average Cape Town councillor earns in excess of 650,000 rand a year. And the average mayor in South Africa earns more than 1 million rand. So, and even in a small, lowly municipality, the lowest graded municipality, a part-time councillor will earn at least 250,000 rand. So a small town in the Eastern Cape or a rural area, you know, if you think about it in context, these guys, men and women across the country serving as councillors, are earning a salary that most other people in that community would never get. So, you know, that's just to understand why it is that these positions are so highly contested.
So that means that every 5 years, when you are sensing that you may not be returning as a ward councillor with that 250,000 annual salary, just work that out. That's about 20,000 rand a year. That is a lot of money, particularly in rural parts of South Africa. If you see yourself not returning as a ward councillor after the next election cycle, that becomes then an existential threat for yourself and your family, and you would try and do everything you can to try and return on that councillor list.
Yeah, so that would be a part-time councillor. You know, the average councillor would be earning around, you know, close to R500,000 for a full-time councillor. And yeah, in many of these communities that councillors come from, they have very little alternative, and there's very little alternative employment for people. So, you know, it can be a desperate situation. There's no doubt about it. It's not only that, it's also that it provides somewhat of a perverse incentive for people to get involved as local representatives. I mean, what we're actually looking for is people who are committed and very motivated to deliver services, that they, you know, they have good experience in that area, and that they, you know, humble, hardworking public servants, so to speak. Whereas often what we get, and, you know, not to generalize, but often you get people who are highly connected. They incentivized by the salary, and they're very networked and that sort of thing. So it's not necessarily a good thing that we're paying people, you know, and in local government as well. I mean, it's got to be said that the salaries are enormous. They are often hugely out of proportion to salaries in other areas in a local community. So it is a concern, and it is a concern coming up to our local elections. I think it is something we need to think about and monitor, especially when, as you pointed out, you have people, you know, at the extreme level being murdered for these positions. And we've seen this in many provinces. It's very prevalent in KZN. It happens in every municipality, but certainly it is a phenomenon that is incredibly concerning, that somebody could be murdered for a position of local councillor.
What impact do these crimes then have, or the ramping up to local government elections, what does then have that impact have on service delivery? I can anecdotally say that when we're running up to elections, whether it be local, provincial, or national government, service delivery seems to, you know, kick up a pace just before elections.
Yeah, so you know what we find is there often is a lot more attention given to local government. Local councils become a lot more vocal. They meet a lot more with communities, so there is a lot of good and positive interaction. And really, communities should be saying to their local councils, "Hey, like, what have you done for us over the last 5 years? Do we want to elect you?" And that kind of critique of a councillor and a councillor, the party a councillor represents, is absolutely positive and a good thing. But the problem is when you have it's not only that people are murdered, but often we have factionalism within political parties. We have a lot of contestation between political parties, which in and of itself is good within limits. But then outside of the law, we can see violence, and we can see violence spilling over. And that's absolutely a bad thing. It is also indicative of the situation on the ground in many of our areas, where you do have often high levels of lawlessness and crime, which can also be reflected in the political environment.
Kevin Allen, he's the Managing Director at Municipal IQ. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Midday Report.